Hello everyone, I have no cool intro for this. I have no cool thing to say. But tonight, you actually get the sound of my window open because I forgot to shut it before recording. This is how professional I am. Hell yeah. As I mentioned the other day in my initial recording, I would be putting out a review when I saw The Long Walk. And tonight, I saw The Long Walk. So, for those of you who don't know, The Long Walk is based on a book by Stephen King, writing under the pseudonym Richard Bachman. He wrote this back in the 60s, I believe, or early 70s, but it didn't get published until 1979. He also wrote three other books under that pseudonym. Roadwork, The Running Man, and what was the other one? The Rage, I believe. I haven't read any of those, but I will in time. I have read The Long Walk. But what happens is, in the book version of The Long Walk, 100 boys, teenage boys, are selected from across America to take part in a walking competition. In the book, they are meant to keep a speed of over 4 miles per hour. If they slow below that, they get a warning. They get 3 warnings, and if they fail at all 3, they get their ticket, which means they get shot in the head. In the movie, the pace is a little bit more forgiving at 3 miles per hour, and there are only 50 boys. But other than that, the concept is the same. And they just have to walk until there's only one of them left. So I read the book starting in June or so. I finished it actually the night before the 4th of July. I was sitting with my family and we were all just kind of relaxing. So I decided to get some reading done and I finished the book. And it was one of the most emotionally and physically exhausting books I've ever read. And I can't wait to read it again. It was brilliant. It's one of those books that if you don't like character work a whole lot, you're not going to like it. Because that's what this book is. It's just all character work. And it turns out that that's what the movie is too. The movie is a much more sped up version of the events of the book. Obviously, some things are changed around because there's only 50 boys. So that means some characters were cut out for screen time and that sort of thing. But a lot of the core characters that you know from the book will make an appearance in the movie. And a lot of the things I liked about the movie were just how well acted it was, which sounds like a very generic term, but it was just, you could imagine, like, they took a camera and recorded a bunch of guys on a walk. When the happy moments are there, they are absolutely joyous. They are funny. Most of the boys are likable, but they all have their own personality. They're incredibly well acted. When boys you've come to know and love get shot, get their ticket, as it were, you feel sad, I was close to tears a few times. It's a very intense watch. It's very brutal. It's very just, it doesn't pull punches. Like, there are cases for where you would hope that they would pull away with the camera, but they don't. And it's a movie that I don't even think I can formulate words for properly. It's definitely going to require a rewatch, and one thing that's going to be a little bit to my detriment in this series is that I refuse to take notes while watching movies because I want to be fully focused, not with a device in my lap. When I go to the theaters, I would like to focus on the movie, not the notes I'm taking on it. But The most memorable thing about it for me was the characters, and that is what Stephen King does best, and he's very quickly moving up my list of favorite authors for that reason, because he knows characters, and characters matter, people matter. He's got this way of things that I think the movie shows off very well, that every person, no matter what you may think about them, no matter how boring they may seem, have a story, and you get the stories of a lot of boys in this movie as they're going through a horrific competition, walking miles and miles. They can't even stop to go to the bathroom. They have to sleep on their feet. I'm a little bit tired after getting out of it, and I sat there eating popcorn the entire time. The movie is incredibly effective at what it does. I think my only negative for the movie was I think the score could have been a little bit better in some points. There was a particular scene where they used a lot of synth for the score, and I do not think it worked. I think that while score doesn't make or break something, it has more potential to break than make. Well, it has equal potential to break and make. And in this case, it almost broke it, but it managed to turn it around. I think that's the only negative I have, the only true negative. And I don't even think that's a big one. I think it's just, I wasn't a fan of it at certain points. It's probably going to grow on me. But what I overall think of it is, I still don't think it comes close to my favorite movie of all time, which is The Shawshank Redemption. I don't think it's going to top that. It's might not even make my top five movies of all time, because I really love my top five favorite movies. But then again, it might. I feel like this is one of those movies that on rewatches, because it's so dialogue driven, because it's so full of character development, because it's so full of, you know, personality and heart, that it's going to be a movie that I need to rewatch, otherwise I'm not going to understand. I'm going to miss things. I'm going to miss things that the writers and the director intended for me to see, and I honestly can't wait to do that. I'm probably going to go again on Monday with some friends of mine, and it's not exactly going to be a ball of fun to sit there with my friends and watch a whole bunch of boys march to their death, but it is going to be an experience that I am excited to have again. I really enjoyed this movie, and I hope you all go to your theaters and check it out. It has audio description, at least where I was, so you can all enjoy it. That'll, I think, do it for me today, because I can't really ramble on much more about it, other than the sound design was pretty good. Always, this was a very score-light movie, so when you could really hear all the environments, but other than that, I don't have much more to say. So I hope you all go check this out. I hope you read the book if you can. Pick it up. It's incredible, and I think you all will like it. That's going to do it from me. Thank you all for listening. I hope you listened all the way through. If you did, cool. If you dipped out, what are you doing? I don't know. Anyway, that'll do it from me. Thank you, guys.